What's up, good people? It's your boy, Jew Joyner, and you are in tune to 10 to 20. We are on the phone line with, I got a story about this gentleman here. He doesn't even remember this, but we were in Nashville, Tennessee, and I don't even know what event it was, but I was introduced to this gentleman by someone else, and I totally disrespected him. I totally dissed him, y'all. Here's what I did. I was introduced, the person gave me his name, and I saw someone else come into the atmosphere, and this is a new artist, Brian Courtney Wilson, and you know, he's going to be great. He has a brand new single out, and being someone that's new, I kind of, you know, did the bad thing, kind of brushed them off. And I saw someone else walk in, and I called him by the wrong name and went to the other person who was more prominent. And I'm vividly remembering this story because I feel so bad. And the first thing I want to do is ask this gentleman for forgiveness on today. I know we're just getting out of the seven last sayings of Christ, and I know we're just having resurrection time, and one of the sayings on the cross was, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And I'm asking Brian Courtney Wilson to forgive me, for I did not know what I was doing. So Brian, will you please,
Mr. Joyner,
forgive me?
I forgive you. I've already cast it into the sea of forgetfulness.
Oh my God.
And I don't remember it at all.
Oh my God. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Good people, we're talking to Mr. Brian Courtney Wilson. What's going on, man?
I'm doing well, man. How are you?
Man, doing fantastic. Man, thank you so much for spending some time with us on today. Really appreciate you. So, Brian, man, you got a brand new single out. Single hit number one. So excited about what God is doing. You have a prolific voice, a voice that's being heard all over the radio, on B-sides, on other people's records. And man, you have just stamped a name for yourself, and you kind of shot up so fast. And man, I'm commending you, and I appreciate you, and I'm so proud of you, sir, for doing all the good and God work that you're doing.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So tell us about this new number one single that you have put together.
What? Give me the name of the single you're talking
sure
about.
Sure as.
Is it number one in your market?
Man, it was number one. It was number one for about 2 weeks, man. The single hit number one. Yeah, man. So tell us about the inspiration of that piece.
Well, it's from my latest project called Steel. And actually it was submitted to me by Dana Saray, who produced the record, L. Spencer Smith and his son.
Yeah.
And that gave me a chance to rework it a little bit for my record. And it really just speaks to what I wanted to say with this record Still. And that's that, you know, Christ is a solid rock on which we stand. And that's still the case. And we can rest on God. We can lean on God with a sense of blessed assurance, if you will.
Yeah.
It'll be all right. So regardless of which ways the winds blow, whatever circumstances we encounter, our anchor holds and grips the solid rock, and you can be sure.
Now, you are, this whole record, Still, is just amazing, and even Still is still prominent in radio and the videos that you have done. Just, it's totally amazing. So from Steel to Sure As, what can we expect next from Brian Courtney Wilson?
Well, we just want to keep making the type of music that answers my prayer. And the prayer was that we made music that contributed mightily to the catalog, to the lexicon of gospel music, in ways that, you know, that helped me when I was listening to people like Loretta Brown Clark say that it ain't over until God says it over.
Yeah.
It's over. I listened to Marvin Sapp talk about I never would have made it. I listened to Fred Hammond say that no weapon formed against us will prosper. There's so many songs, so many artists, so many soldiers of the faith that had decided, are we going to proclaim the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living? And I want to just keep adding to that.
Man, and you're doing so, man. I'm honored and a pleasure to be joining, connecting with you on today, and just such an amazing gift that you have. And I'm going back when you were at the show with Jonathan McReynolds and Travis Green and Anthony Brown, and when you all start singing the song together, man, it slips my mind.
Make room.
Make room. Yeah, man. That whole 10-minute piece, man, it was just so moving. And and when your part hit, it's like, you know, your voice is synonymous, man. So you know when Brian Courtney Wilson is singing. You know when he's singing. So, man, just please keep sowing your seeds, man. And you're going to be reaping an abundant harvest. Now, I do want to ask you about, you know, something kind of off the cuff. What do you like, sugar in your grits, or do you like butter and salt?
You know, I actually do all three, to be honest.
Oh.
Make it work. But so I do all three. I'm straddling the fence, I suppose.
No, you jumping, and wow. Grief.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, hey, okay. All right. That okay. Yeah, that's different. That's different right there. That's the first. That's the first. So the competition, Brian Courtney Wilson is in both columns. Okay. I got it. I got it. Understand. So are you married, Brian? Kids?
Yeah, I've been.
Okay.
Yeah, I am married. I have two children.
Okay. Sounds good, man. I'm really appreciative of this opportunity to holler at you today on 10 to 20. Much success to you. So what word do you have to share with our listeners in regards to new and upcoming artists that's been trying to do it for a long time, haven't seemed to get over that hump yet? What word do you have them to continue for them to push on and see what the end's going to be?
I love that question. I would say a couple things. One, a long time is relative. You know, one person's long time is another person. Once you look up, it seems like you did it overnight. But I was reminded this weekend that, you know, a lot of times great things are growing in places that you can't see until the fruit is born out. That's when you get to see the harvest, you know. And so I would say don't be discouraged. And don't despise small beginnings.
Yeah.
And don't let your circumstances throw you off. Don't let people and systems that see the seed in your hand and don't see it fully realized yet. Don't let that discourage.
Wow.
Just keep planting. And trust me, once the fruit comes, people will see it and behold it. And God, more than anything, will smile upon you. Just keep going. Keep going. And keep loving. Keep finding a way to meet the need anywhere you go. And I believe God honors that.
Amazing. Amazing. Thank you so much. How can we get in contact with you on social media, Brian?
Brian Courtney Wilson on IG. We're on my website is briancourtneywilson.com. On Thursday nights, we gather at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time for Breathe Again with Brian Courtney Wilson. It's a song to sit down where we just look to take the next breath together in anticipation of the future that we want to see. That's briancourtneywilson.com there on Facebook. And we'd love to hear from you.
We've been talking to Brian Courtney Wilson right here on 10 to 20 with your boy, Jude Joyner. Brian, thank you so much, sir. Have a wonderful and amazing season in which you're in right now. Enjoy the ride, and I'm so excited about your future, my brother.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man. Blessings and favor to you and your listeners, okay?
Bless you, sir.
Yes, sir.
All righty.